His hand went to the side pocket of his trousers, where it felt the outline of the knife that had been his constant companion since his childhood in the slums of Algiers. A short figure in an army greatcoat came into the sodium light. The hat he wore looked like an old capey of the Foreign Legion, and water ran from its peak. Hashim couldn't see the face. The man spoke in English, softly, in a rasping voice.
"In Flanders fields," he said, "the poppies blow."
Hashim repeated the syllables he had learnt by sound alone, with no idea of what they meant.
"Between the crosses, row on row.
Come here."
Even that one word showed that the dealer was not French.
"25,000.
The runner laid down a brown canvas bag on the bottom steps of the stairs and stood back. He had both hands in the pockets of his coat, and Hashim had no doubt that one would be clasping a gun. From the back pocket of his blue trousers, Hashim took out the polythene-wrapped money, then stepped back. This was how it was always done, no touching, and a safe distance maintained. The man bent down and took the money. He didn't pause to count it, merely inclined his head as he stowed the package inside his coat. Then he in turn stood back and waited for Hashim to move. Hashim bent